Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Intern Bianca here has got a freaky story to tell. You know, I know anytime that we bring in, like, the Atlanta Ghost Hunters, there's always that freaky factor of, like, there are things amongst us, if you want to believe it or not, they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And Bianca's sort of raising the level on a talk like that, right?
Yeah.
This was you and your sister?
Yeah, my sister.
Okay, what happened?
Well, okay, back in 02, my stepfather died, but the day before he died, my sister, she woke up and she was walking to my their room, and she stopped at the door and she said, "Do you smell that?" I said, "No, I don't smell nothing." She was like, "It smells like death." I was like, "Okay, how does death smell?" And she was like, "It smells like it did at my cousin's funeral." And I was like, "Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's serious." So she went and told my parents, and my mother, she got scared. She's like, "Don't say that, you know." But my parents, I mean, my family, they're Caribbean, so they believe in all of that stuff. So. So she told them, she's like, "It's real strong, and it's coming right in front of your room." And my mother was like, "Oh, Lord." So the whole day, you know, everyone was spooked, whatever. And then by the next day, you know, we brushed it off. But that, okay, like around noon the next day, my stepfather, he woke up, and he said he has a headache. And we just thought it was a regular headache. So he was walking around. He went downstairs and he laid on the couch, and I went downstairs with him, you know, see what was going on. And he was crying. I never, ever, in like, I've been with him since I was a baby. I never seen him crying. So I was like, "Okay, this is pretty weird." So he was like, "My head is killing me." And I was like, "Oh," he's like, "Can you go get me some Advil?" So I went to go get him some Advil. And he said, "Tell your mother to take me to the hospital." And I was like, "Okay." So I told my mother. She rushed, and he died on the way in the car. So
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it's emotional.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course it is.
No doubt.
Because I would assume that with your, you know, your sister, right, the one that if you have something where you have a sensitivity to something like that, because she noticed it two different places. It's one of those things, because it goes back to my thought of people who have this ability. Usually are not the ones selling it on TV, because it's probably something they don't want to have. You know what I mean? They don't want to be able to predict things or sense things, you know? So, I mean, I just could see where it would be a burden more so than a blessing. You know what I mean?
I wonder if there are, if we've got Bert Show listeners that have had the same kind of experience where they either smelled death before it happened or had a vision of somebody dying before it happened, and they kept it to themselves because you're like, "This is crazy.
Right.
It's not going to, I mean, it's crazy. I'm not going to tell anybody about it." But then the next day, like, your vision comes true, freaks you right out.
Yeah.
Because eventually, if you do have that gift, if you want to call it a gift, you have to find out the first time.
Right.
And that's got to be the most painful.
And then you don't believe the first time.
Yeah.
So then you got to wait for it to happen again. And then you're like, "Oh."
Right. And every time you have a vision or you smell that smell that your sister said, then you have to tell. Is that the only time she's ever experienced that?
Well, she said when she was young, she used to see ghosts. And my mother and my grandmother said she was born with this veil over her head. Like, in Guyana, where my family's from, there's like, when people are born like that, that means they can see ghosts and stuff. So so I guess it's true. And my mother had an experience like that. When my cousin died, the morning, 2 a.m., one of the birds fell and broke, and it shattered into all these pieces, she said. And
like a ceramic, like, bird in the house,
yeah,
or something?
Like, and it just fell out of nowhere. And the funny thing is, she died an hour later. We got a call. She died, whatever. And we flew to Guyana, and the day after her funeral, a bird came in the room and sat on the bed.
No
and
way.
Would not move.
Damn.
Wow.
Would not move.
That is really freaky.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, I was calling in because that same thing happened to me twice when I was in high school. I had a dream that I saw a person dead, and my dad had been taking care of our sick cousin. He died, like, within 2 days after my dream. And then I had another dream within, like, the same month, and my aunt was dead, dried up dead, in the middle of a dinner party. Everybody else was alive, having fun, and she was the only person. She was, like, a gray color, and she died within, like, 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Whoa.
Don't they say that like little kids are more sensitive to this kind of thing than adults are because you get so jaded as an adult and you don't want to believe because you get so freaked out.
Well, I say little kids
but you got
and
like
ghosts.
A 3 or 4 year old around the house who's talking to ghosts and stuff like that. And they don't know any different.
Right.
And also it seems so authentic.
It's not
then.
Freaky to them, right?
And it's so weird. I was that kid. I always saw weird shadows around the house and my mom's like, oh, you're just seeing things. It's nothing. It's the lampshade or something. But I always kept having that feeling. And my dad got a dream book because he was like, your dreams keep coming true. This is weirding me out. I need to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, Stacy and I had this thought last week because we were sitting in the way our house is set up. It goes kitchen and then counter and then a little eating area. And then from that eating area, there's a window and you can see into our backyard. Mm-hmm. And Hayden last week said to us, did you see that guy just run across the yard? I'm not lying to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked around and there was nothing. You know. And then 5 minutes later, he said the same thing. He didn't even say it was a person. He said that flash. Run across the backyard.
Wow.
So we opened up the door to think maybe our neighbor Mike's dog was in the yard, and there was nothing there.
Wow.
But we sort of just dismissed it.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows, you know?
Who knows?
You just never know.
It could be Kahuna.
Could be Kahuna.
Yeah, could be.
Please come back, Kahuna. We're having problems with Pancake.
Aww. Kahuna's still hanging out in the backyard.
Please give me some guidance with this new dog.
I'm also fascinated, too. One of my good friends, her family's from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. And is it a case that there is a lot of activity that goes on in that area of the world? Because so many people from, you say Guyana, from the West Indies, from, you know, that not only has sensitivity to it, but this belief, you know, that they really read the signs is which comes first, the fact that they pay attention to it and so they sense more of it, or is there just more activity there and more people from that area are blessed? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
I think both, because my mother, you can call her up, she'll tell you a lot of stories. Like, and all the like Caribbean people, they have these weird stories. So I think it's more of the beliefs and all the signs come true. Everything they sense, it does happen. So I don't. It's not a blessing, but
not
it just
true.
Happens. Yeah.
Hey, Yana. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No, the day that my grandpa died, I was actually we live in Woodstock, and he's in Ukraine, and we're all from Ukraine. And the day that he died, I was cleaning my house, and I was downstairs, and my sister was upstairs. And I just felt like we didn't know that he died yet. And I just felt like a strong presence then. And I didn't know what it was. I was like 11. I had no idea what it was. But my grandpa, every time he would see me, like when we were still in Ukraine, he would like play with my hair a lot. And I just felt like somebody was like playing with my hair. And that night we went out to dinner. And when we came back, we got a message that he died.
Wow.
Whew.
That'll freak you out. That'll keep you nice and freaked out for a while there. I could tell she was from the Ukraine before she said it.
Right. She just didn't, you know, give you a chance to tell her.
Ukraine City. Good morning.
That's the spring break destination up there.
Ukraine City.
Everybody goes there.
Good morning, Wendy. You're on Q100.
Yes. I have the same experience, too, where I was able to tell my brother. I knew he was going to be shot, and he was shot.
Oh.
I've had experiences where I was in Florida, and I envisioned that he would have a bad car accident with another brother, and he did have a bad car accident. I called him and tried to warn him. So it is a burden because it's nothing you can seem to do about it, no matter what you say or do.
And
it's
it's
not a gift to me. It's not a gift.
Mm-hmm. Is it a vision while you're awake, or is it a dream while you're sleeping?
It's a dream while I'm sleeping.
So what do you
freak
you out?
I also have seen ghosts, too, as well, which I thought I was crazy. In a house that we own, I would see this male and female, and they would bother me to actually wake me up, and come to find out they were murdered in the house.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, God.
When you say you have these visions and there's nothing you can do about it, why can't you? Like, if you see someone's going to get shot, why can't you call them up and say, you don't want to be at this place at this time? Because you can change
I
that.
I did.
Right?
I mean, but the thing is that the details are, like, even with the car accident, I knew it was going to have a car accident. I knew it was going to go in a ditch. I don't know exactly what street. I don't know exactly what day. So yeah. I knew he was going to be shot. I knew he was going to be shot by a drug dealer, in fact. But I didn't know what day. And I told him, I said, you need to stop doing this. And I could see it. I knew it. I told him it was going to be near a big truck and what have you, but nothing happened. He still was shot and murdered.
And it might be a situation where if she has something, and it's like, it's going to happen in the lobby of the Q100 building, and she says, don't ever go to the Q100 building, then the circumstances change. Because if she's having the dream, it might just be meant to be. So then he won't go into the Q100 building, but he might end up getting run over two blocks away.
So at that point, you just got to keep the information to yourself then, right? Because if it's inevitable, it doesn't do you any good to tell him, because then it's like playing life roulette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just recently I dreamt that my mother died during surgery. And she's scheduled to have surgery. So she doesn't want to have the surgery. And normally I've been saying, go ahead, have the surgery, you'll feel better. So now I just say, I want you to do what you want to do.
So when is this?
I don't want to tell her that.
Right.
When is the surgery scheduled for?
Well, she has not scheduled it. She's nervous about having it. So now I just say, I want you to do what you want to do. And all along I've been telling her, go ahead, have the surgery, Mama. You'll feel better.
Wow, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if your responsibility is to tell, or if your responsibility is to not say anything.
Right. Like, what's the purpose in the visions, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why I don't want the vision.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
and Bianca, you said the same thing. Like, your family, like, when they would, something always seemed to happen after a sign came.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd rather have my gift with the telling where the accents is than something like that.
Right.
I mean, this is one that I can share with the world and makes everybody happy.
What if you guess someone's accent and they get it wrong and you get it wrong and they die? What if you found out that's the curse?
Damn. The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.